Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Game Time Radio. I'm your host, Spencer, and I'm here with my co-host.
Co-host Kevin.
And we got some interesting stuff to talk to you guys about today, but first we're going to go into a little bit of a music break.
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I swear that you'll get over it. I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I know that you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Wish I never, ever, ever told you things. I was only trying to show you things.
Yeah.
I stopped, heart on your neck, tried to froze your ring. I had to get me a new beat to hold the pain. We was in Hawaii looking at the rain. Yeah, she's smiling happy, but I'm laughing cause no Madeline. Damn, that just goes to show me money don't attract a thing. Stuck to the plan, even though you used to go with my man. Compliment myself. She don't want me, I'm running wild. You know I respect her on that level. She don't want me, then I'ma let her. Go over there with that propeller. Walk off my Saint Laurent, that leather. My new chick, I swear that she better. Want me back, never. That's true, that right. She sippin' one wet and yeah, I swear I get her wetter. My loop, but that's new, so my bottom stays red. No, I'm not a rat, but I'm all up on my channel. Just talk to your homie, she said we should be together. Gave me brain was so insane that I made her my head. If she ever call my phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much, I wish I never met her.
Style for weeks. Don't you know you change the patterns of my sleep? Ain't no gon' say it's defeat. I'ma say it's a win. I'ma love you for free. They gon' think it's pretend. They don't know that you were there when I had more ideas than I had dollars. Now I say I'm proud with Sinead and Prada. I look around, the pool is all dried up. These bitches only tryna fuck the vibe, bro. Days that I'm under pressure, embracing the highs and lows. It's hard, but I keep it alive. Never been one to let go. Nights might keep me up, cutting life ain't a walk in the park, but you know, just leaping in love on a walk with your baby. The color's starting to feel real vibrant. Remember it was all black and white. I'm nothing like I was when I first dropped, cause I would hate to do the same thing twice. I had to learn being stubborn was a vice. I had to pick apart the trauma in my life. Wouldn't confide in my moms or my pops. So when you knocked out at the home alone thing and hit the lights, I know you mad the other night we had a fight. I tried to fix it but the pain was still right. If I know anything it's how to reignite. Satisfy your appetite and that should come as no surprise. I know we gon' be alright. I take that back, I know it's gon' be a delight. I'm at that age where nothing can just suffice. I'm rolling to get a prize, let's gamble on paradise. Yeah. Days that I'm under pressure, embracing the highs and lows. It's hard, but I keep it alive. Never been one to let go. Nights might keep me up, cutting life ain't a walk in the park, but you know, just leaping in love on a walk with your baby. I've been offline, trying to find my way through the mud. But I look like getting caught up in a crossfire. That won't look too good for me, bro. I up the stakes for your love. Fuck around and pay for your love.
Thank you. sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
All right, we are back, and we are going to talk some Caitlin Clark. Iowa just played LSU to make it to the Final Four, and Iowa kind of whooped them. The score was a lot closer than the actual game was.
I agree. It was one-sided, to be honest. You could see who were the stronger team. I mean, who had the stronger player.
Yeah, dude.
Put her in the NBA right now.
Watching LSU's like defensive plan against Caitlin Clark, it was actually ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny. Like, saw the shoulder shrugs.
Bro, right off the bat, like when the game started, Caitlin drives down, gets a screen set for her, and when you're guarding a player like Caitlin Clark who can pull it from pretty much anywhere, when she's like shooting, you want to like go. You don't want to go under the screen and give her that space. You want to like hedge the screen and get over, and then you want to bring the backside help up and sort of trap her a little bit. But what they did with Haley Van Lith is they had her go under the screen, and it just gave her a wide open three to start the game. And then she hit like... Iowa was shooting lights out to start. And then LSU got going a little bit, and it was looking a little rough, but... I just thought the whole defensive game plan by LSU was absolutely horrible, to be honest with you, which I'm happy about because I wanted LSU to lose.
I mean, me too, man. I was going for Caitlin Clark. I was looking at her like she was my sunshine, like LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, she is my sunshine. Oh, my gosh. And then... But it wasn't even just like Caitlin Clark. The whole Iowa team was playing really well. Gabby Marshall on defense was killing it. Sydnia Fulter, who has been pretty much their most consistent player throughout the tournament, which is crazy to say with like Caitlin Clark being there. But, you know, she can be spotty shooting just because of how many shots she takes. But like the game prior to this, Sydney Fulter had 15 points, was like 6 of 6 shooting, didn't miss a single shot. And then Kate Martin, Hannah Stolke, that whole starting lineup was actually playing phenomenal for them, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's really good that Caitlin Clark gets a good support around her.
Oh yeah,
you know, you can tell they want it.
Yeah,
they want that chip.
I think that was the biggest like difference between Iowa and LSU. Iowa's just a more complete team. LSU kind of just relies on Flaujay Johnson and Angel Reese down low, and then when Angel Reese goes 1 of 13 shooting, to like after her like first 8 shots, you're just not gonna win doing that.
Yeah, it's not a very good game plan there.
No. And then I thought it was funny, the LSU backup point guard, last tier Poa, comes in, immediately shoots a 3 and airballs it horribly. And so we're like, all right, well, let's see what else she can do. She gets an open mid-range shot, takes it, bricks it. And then she gets another open 3. She's like, oh, let me take this. Bricks it, almost airballed it. And then she finally hit a 3 towards the end of the game. But LSU just, like, was not, you know, on their whole game, to be honest. And then, what is it? Haley Van Lith has just been horrible the whole tournament, so she wasn't any help that game either.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lot of hype and a lot of talk coming into the game. It just, they really didn't show they could back it up.
Yeah.
Because it was a horrible performance for a lot of those players on that team.
Yeah, a little bit embarrassing to watch at times. But Iowa winning does set up a really cool matchup in the Final Four. So Iowa now plays UConn, and UConn was Caitlin Clark's top school in high school. Like, she wanted to go there. Like, that's where she like wanted to go. She wanted to go play for Geno, and then they never offered her or contacted her or anything. So this,
what a fumble.
It's gonna be sort of a revenge game, which kind of the LSU game was also a revenge game for last year. And, you know, we see her drop 41 points, you know, 12 assists and 7 rebounds. You know, what is she going to do to UConn? But, you know, that UConn team, UConn has a player with probably the coolest name in all of college basketball, men's or women's. There's a player named Ice Brady.
Wow.
Is like, if someone wasn't meant to be good at anything more than her, just like, it's like prophecy at this point. Ice Brady.
No, that had to be with a blueprint or something.
Oh my, yeah.
That had to come with a
dude. And then there's I think the only other cool name that I can think of is there's a men's basketball player. I think he's like D2 or D3, but his name is A Million Bugs. His first name's A Million, his last name Bugs. Like,
that's creative.
Yeah. I love seeing interesting names in the in like college athletics and just sports in general.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of interesting players too. Like, yeah, players that, you know, they'll show up for the tournament and then you'll never see them ever again, but you'll always remember what they did in that tournament.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's just like, well, I'm going to go a little off topic here. Speaking of what players are doing in the tournament, going over to the men's side, Zach Edey, being one of the top college basketball players the past couple of years, I just want to say I don't think he is as good as his stats show. He's got one post move, and I think, you know, if you take away 6 inches from his height, you know, he's not doing anything on the court. You know, he's 7'4", and he just, like, has this one, like, elbow move where he, like, pivots and gets to the rim. Like, there's not too many people that can stop a player of that size at that height, because he's not like a lanky, like Victor Wembanyama build. You know, he's like, you know, he's got some muscle on the bone. And so I just, you know, a lot of people are saying like, oh, like this is one of the greatest like college basketball players like I've watched. I'm not impressed. I don't think he's that good. I think he's a liability on defense most of the time. He doesn't really move that well. And he's got one move on offense, and no one can stop it, but that's because it's college. You know, he gets in the NBA, yeah. He's to go against Rudy Gobert. Yeah,
the game has changed, so, you know, what's required of these players is a lot more from,
yeah,
you know, back then. And, yeah, I agree. Just having that one post move, you know, is just not going to cut it, especially, you know, yes, you're 7'4", but you're going to be going up against guys who are huge, who are physical, who are...
7'2", 7'3", yeah. Like, consistently.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, so...
Yeah, and then the thing that I like to compare it to is 2 years ago, Luka Garza at Iowa, going back to Iowa again, but their men's team, Luka Garza was sort of the Zach Edey type character where, you know, he's this big man who just like puts up crazy numbers. And Luka Garza was like very skilled. Like, he can shoot the ball, he can play the post, he can play defense. And he went in the second round. And people are saying that Zach Edey should be like a lottery pick. I don't even think he should be drafted. Well, he can go in this. I think he'll go in the second round, but like
he can get a shot. But he's not a top guy. He's not a Zion Williams. He's nothing like that.
He's not good enough, skill wise. Like, his footwork isn't there. He just doesn't. His bag isn't like that. You know, like, he's gonna get locked up consistently in the NBA, and it's gonna be, you know, a big wake-up call for him, I think.
Hope you're right, because if not, this is going on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Worst takes of all time. He just ends up in the Hall of Fame.
I'm dead.
All right. I think that wraps up that segment. We're going to go back to a quick music break, and then we will be back with one more segment.
Baby, give me, yeah. Baby, go insane, yeah. Let me switch lanes, yeah. Go a different pace, uh-huh. Man, I'm on a plane, yeah. Man, I can't complain, yo. First class game, yeah. Too much money game, uh-huh. Bought a new chain, yeah. Ignorant ways, yeah. Ignorance of bliss, yeah. Smile on my face, yeah. Mama just prayed, yeah. Grandma just prayed, yeah. Grandma wanna call, yeah. Wanna switch lanes, uh-huh. For my birthday, I want more than you, babe, uh-huh. Do any day, make you scream my name, uh-huh. I got deja vu, do the same thing, uh-huh. Man, I want some change, step my loose change, uh-huh. Like a piggy bank, uh-huh. But my money can't, whoa. Fit in like it's lame, uh-huh. Got no cake, whoa. Say no whole day, whoa. That is not okay, nope. Man, you know the rules, whoa. Yeah, it's still the same, yeah. Baby, give me, yeah. Baby, go insane, yeah. Let me switch lanes, yeah. Go a different pace, uh-huh. Man, I'm on a plane, yeah. Man, I can't complain, yo. First class game, yeah. Too much money game, uh-huh. Bought a new chain, yeah. Ignorant ways, yeah. Ignorance of bliss, yeah. Smile on my face, yeah. Mama just prayed, yeah. Grandma just prayed, yeah. Grandma wanna cook, yeah. Wanna switch lanes,
Kuna Mata, in the back for the gas. Hold up, you ain't even got it. On my shit, hold up, in the kitchen. Yeah, BL, that my shit. Hold up, we get crack, check the stacks. See, y'all ain't got gas. See, y'all put a flat, yeah. Smoking that gas, yeah. In my pants, smoking that gas. The bag on this, I'm a dolly, yeah. For the world, dolly, yeah.
Baby, give me, yeah. Baby, go insane, yeah. Let me switch lanes, yeah. Go a different pace, uh-huh. Man, I'm on a plane, yeah. Man, I can't complain, yo. First class game, yeah. Too much money game, uh-huh. Bought a new chain, yeah. Ignorant ways, yeah. Ignorance of bliss, yeah. Smile on my face, yeah. Mama just prayed, yeah. Grandma just prayed, yeah. Grandma wanna call, yeah. Wanna switch lanes, uh-huh.
right, guys, we are back and we are talking
about MLB. We are back in the season, and I think it's a good time to talk about our Tampa Bay Rays. So I actually went to the game on Sunday where they got battered.
Oh, what was the score?
9-2.
Oh, no.
And the next day they lost 9-3.
Oh.
Improvement. I mean, but, you know, I mean, it's just unlucky, I guess. I mean, Kevin Cash, our manager, we are short of a pitching staff. You know, a lot of injuries. We sold Glasnow to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But this system that he invented, it's just not going to work. And it is a disaster every single time, because we've done it last year when we were dealing with injuries. It's where you get a reliever to start the game, he pitches an inning, and you bring in a new one. He pitches an inning, and it goes horribly wrong. You bring in the next guy, it goes horribly
wrong. So he doesn't let anyone get into rhythm?
No.
At all?
Not these relievers, no. Which sucks, because I feel like you could develop them to become starters, at least give you 5 to 6 innings.
Yeah.
You know, just the maximum 5.
Like, you're already not going to win doing what you're doing. You might as well give them more than one inning.
Of course, and just hope that the bats, you know, are doing good that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not terrible. It's not terrible. We're 3-3 to start off the season. Everybody knows we are in the hardest division ever.
Yeah.
Especially now with just how stacked these teams are. You got the Blue Jays, who obviously have a lot of talent. You got the Orioles, who are a young team who made it so far into the playoffs. You got Boston, they're Boston.
Yeah, come on. Boston's always.
And then you got the Yankees, who are looking better than the Dodgers this year. I mean,
really?
Their outfield hasn't, like, those three guys out there, Verdugo, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto, you kind of just look at them, and you can just feel, like, the aura. Like, those guys are incredible, and Juan Soto is just incredible, and he's has the best start you could ever think of as his debut as a Yankee. I think it's way too hard to make any predictions regarding this division and how it's going to play out, just because it's just way too early, and it always never goes as planned. You know, everyone always puts the Rays in last place. You know, everyone puts the Rays in last place, but the Rays always surprise, because for some reason they're just really good in the regular season. They're just really good in the regular season. I don't see the Rays in last place. I still think the Rays will always be better than Toronto. Toronto, you know, is a good team, but they're not better than the Rays. I think the Rays could possibly finish over Toronto, and also Boston. I do not think they will go over Baltimore and the Yankees this year.
Really?
Yeah. Even though, you know, the Yankees has a hot start right now. They're 5-1. But, you know, that's every year. They always have a hot start. And then lately, you know, they just have, you know, it gets worse. But just with the team they have now and the pitching they have, and the pitching staff they have this year, I think it'll be different. I think they'll get that first place spot. I think they'll get it.
How long do you think it'll be till Tampa is able to compete, you know, for the World Series again, or it's even just a playoff run in general?
There's no telling, because it's just with the Rays, it's always a Cinderella story. Always.
Yeah.
Always. They get a good player, they get a once-in-a-lifetime player, and they sell them to the best possible team.
Yeah.
Every single time. So, I mean, if this season, if they can get some players, develop them, some pitchers, develop them into becoming these, you know, star players, and then actually do damage during that season and make it to the World Series, then yes. But, you know, if we get, you know, a star player this season and we don't make the playoffs, that guy's gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to sell him. I wish we could have kept Glasnow for at least one more year. You know, I know he was struggling with injuries last year, but everybody knows he's a good player. That's why the Dodgers paid as much as they did for him, and then he debuted for the Dodgers and he dominated.
Yeah.
He's a 6'7" beast who can throw the ball hard. 6'7"? You know? But yeah, I think Tampa,
it's gonna be a rough year. That,
I don't know. It's just, you never know with Tampa. You never know. They always surprise you.
Yeah.
You never know, but then one comes, then comes playoff time, and then you kind of know.
Yeah, you get an idea.
It's just like, how did this team get to the playoffs? How does this team have such a good record? How did this team win 100 games this season? But they get in the playoffs and they look like a team that won probably 40 games.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happened against Texas. You know, we actually have a series against Texas right now. We won a game. We won the game yesterday. And today they're playing Texas, but Eovaldi is pitching. And the problem is, Eovaldi in the playoffs when we faced them, everybody just couldn't see the ball, and it was hitting the ground, and they were swinging every single time. It was embarrassing. It kept happening every single inning. They just kept swinging at the ball at the ground. So we'll see how this game plays out today.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be our show for today. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us. I'm Spencer. This is Kevin. And we are out.